Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Malachi. Here is the Lord's message to Israel given through the prophet Malachi. I have loved you very deeply, says the Lord. But you retort, really? When was this? And the Lord replies, I showed my love for you by loving your father Jacob. I didn't need to. I even rejected his very own brother Esau and destroyed Esau's mountains and inheritance to give it to the jackals of the desert. And if his descendants should say, we will rebuild the ruins, then the Lord of hosts will say, try to if you like, but I will destroy it again. For their country is named the land of wickedness, and their people are called those whom God does not forgive. O Israel, lift your eyes to see what God is doing all around the world. Then you will say, truly the Lord's great power goes far beyond our borders. A son honors his father. A servant honors his master. I am your father and master, yet you don't honor me. O priests, but you despise my name. Who? Us, you say? When did we ever despise your name? When you offer polluted sacrifices on my altar. Polluted sacrifices? When have we done a thing like that? Every time you say, don't bother bringing anything very valuable to offer to God, you tell the people, lame animals are all right to offer on the altar of the Lord. Yes, even the sick and blind ones. You claim this isn't evil? Try it on your governor sometime. Give him gifts like that and see how pleased he is. God have mercy on us, you recite. God be gracious to us. But when you bring that kind of gift, why should he show you any favor at all? Oh, to find one priest among you who would shut the doors and refuse this kind of sacrifice. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept your offerings. But my name will be honored by the Gentiles from morning till night. All around the world they will offer sweet incense and pure offerings in honor of my name. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you dishonor it, saying that my altar is not important, and encouraging people to bring cheap, sick animals to offer to me on it. You say, oh, it's too difficult to serve the Lord and do what he says. And you turn up your noses at the rules that he has given you to obey. Think of it. Stolen animals, lame and sick, as offerings to God. Should I accept such offerings as these? Asks the Lord. Cursed is that man who promises a fine ram from his flock and substitutes a sick one to sacrifice to God. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be mightily revered among the Gentiles. Listen, you priests, to this warning from the Lord of hosts. If you don't change your ways and give glory to my name, then I will send terrible punishment upon you. Instead of giving you blessings, as I would like to, I will turn on you with curses. Indeed, I have cursed you already because you haven't taken seriously the things that are the most important to me. Take note that I will rebuke your children, and I will spread on your faces the manure of these animals you offer me, and throw you out like dung. Then at last you will know it was I who sent you this warning to return to the laws I gave your father Levi, says the Lord of hosts. The purpose of these laws was to give him life and peace, to be a means of showing his respect and awe for me by keeping them. He passed on to the people all the truths he got from me. He did not lie or cheat. He walked with me, living a good and righteous life, and turned many from their lives of sin. Priests' lips should flow from the knowledge of God so the people will learn God's laws. The priests are the messengers of the Lord of hosts, and men should come to them for guidance, but not to you, for you have left God's paths. Your guidance has caused many to stumble in sin. You have distorted the covenant of Levi and made it into a grotesque parody, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore I have made you contemptible in the eyes of all the people, for you have not obeyed me. but you let your favorites break the law without rebuke. We are children of the same father, Abraham, all created by the same God, and yet we are faithless to each other, violating the covenant of our fathers. In Judah, in Israel, and in Jerusalem, there's treachery. For the men of Judah have defiled God's holy and beloved temple by marrying heathen women who worship idols. May the Lord cut off from his covenant every last man, whether priest or layman, who has done this thing. And yet you cover the altar with your tears because the Lord doesn't pay attention to your offerings anymore, and you receive no blessing from him. Why has God abandoned us, you cry? I'll tell you why. It's because the Lord has seen your treachery in divorcing your wives who've been faithful to you through the years, the companions you promised to care for and keep. You were united to your wife by the Lord. In God's wise plan, when you married, the two of you became one person in his sight. And what does he want? Godly children from your union. Therefore, guard your passions. Keep faith with the wife of your youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, he hates divorce and cruel men. Therefore, control your passions. Let there be no divorcing of your wives. You have wearied the Lord with your words. Wearied him? You ask in false surprise. How have we wearied him? By saying that evil is good, that it pleases the Lord. By saying that God won't punish us, that he doesn't care.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? You knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven. How long since you knew that he cared for you and would keep you the whole night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt that the day is worth living? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
Listen, I will send my messenger before me to prepare the way. And then the one you are looking for will come suddenly to his temple, the messenger of God's promises, to bring you great joy. Yes, he is surely coming. says the Lord of hosts. But who can live when he appears? Who can endure his coming? For he is like a blazing fire refining precious metal, and he can bleach the dirtiest garments. Like a refiner of silver, he will sit and closely watch as the dross is burned away. He will purify the Levites, the ministers of God, refining them like silver and gold, so that they will do their work for God with pure hearts. Then once more the Lord will enjoy the offerings brought to him by the people of Judah and Jerusalem, as he did before. At that time, my punishments will be quick and certain. I will move swiftly against wicked men who trick the innocent, against adulterers and liars, against all those who cheat their hired hands, or oppress widows and orphans, or defraud strangers, and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I do not change. That is why you are not already utterly destroyed, for my mercy endures forever. Though you have scorned my laws from earliest time, yet you may still return to me, says the Lord of hosts. Come and I will forgive you, but you say, we have never even gone away. Will a man rob God? Surely not. And yet you have robbed me. Well, what do you mean? When did we ever rob you? You have robbed me of the tithes and offerings due to me. And so the awesome curse of God is cursing you, for your whole nation has been robbing me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be food enough in my temple. If you do, I will open up the windows of heaven for you and pour out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it in. Try it. Let me prove it to you. Your crops will be large, for I will guard them from insects and plagues. Your grapes won't shrivel away before they ripen, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land sparkling with happiness. These are the promises of the Lord of hosts. Your attitude toward me has been proud and arrogant, says the Lord. But you say, what do you mean? What have we said that we shouldn't? Listen, you have said it is foolish to worship God and obey him. What good does it do to obey his laws and to sorrow and mourn for our sins? From now on, as far as we're concerned, blessed are the arrogant. For those who do evil shall prosper, and those who dare God to punish them shall get off scot-free. Then those who feared and loved the Lord spoke often of him to each other, and he had a book of remembrance drawn up in which he recorded the names of those who feared him and loved to think about him. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares an obedient and dutiful son. Then you will see the difference between God's treatment of good men and bad, between those who serve him and those who don't. Watch now, the Lord of hosts declares. The day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. The proud and wicked will be burned up like straw. Like a tree they will be consumed, roots and all. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. Then you will tread upon the wicked as ashes underfoot, says the Lord of hosts. Remember to obey the laws I gave all Israel through Moses my servant on Mount Horeb. See, I will send you another prophet like Elijah before the coming of the great and dreadful judgment day of God. His preaching will bring fathers and children together again to be of one mind and heart, for they will know that if they do not repent, I will come and utterly destroy their land.